Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max. Puzzles come in pieces that you put together.
I don't know why. I know it's coming, right?
Yeah.
I know you're going to say something random and it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you do it, it just makes me laugh. It makes me stop. I have to laugh.
Well, there it is.
And it's just so logical, too, at the same time.
Well,
it's
I usually just make statements of fact.
Yeah. But everybody knows puzzles come in pieces, right?
Well, I mean, there are some kind of puzzles that are like a single thing, like a puzzle box, for example. That's one thing, and then you got to open it.
Right.
But I happen to be looking at a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, so you just go off with it, whatever you're looking at, then.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. So if you were looking at my thumb?
I'd say I could slice off that thumb pad to keep as a trophy.
Hey, this is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
We are sponsored by Mindgrinder Coffee.
Yeah.
Mindgrindercoffee.com. Go and order some. We just restocked.
Yeah, get you some. I just got some. I haven't brewed it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
And I promise you, this time we're not going to spend 5 minutes talking about coffee.
Yeah.
So, but if you purchase any two coffee products from our website,
mm-hmm.
use the code FREESHIPPING24 at checkout and you get free shipping.
There you go.
So I promise no more coffee talk.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to try really hard. There's some business things I wanted to talk about, but I think I do it too much.
All right.
So what's up with you?
I was sick recently.
Did you have the vid?
I don't think so. I tested and I came back negative, but from what I understand, like one of the new variants doesn't test positive on the home tests anyway.
Yeah. Did you feel like the vid?
It just felt terrible, man. I think just my new reaction to having a fever
right.
is that my whole fucking body's going to hurt.
Right. And you just become a bitch.
And I don't become a bitch. I sleep a lot.
Yeah, but do you whine? I fucking whine, but I'm not, I don't know. Luckily, it's just me in the room. Like, nobody will see me whine.
Yeah, I get that. I was too sick to whine.
Right.
You ever been so sick that, and so like fucking just worn out and depleted from it that you're like, I would love to express how bad this feels, but I just don't have the energy for
it. Yeah. Yeah. It was like the first time I had the vid.
Yeah.
Like way back when.
Yeah, so it sucked.
How long did it last?
The worst of it just lasted a day. It was bad enough that I was considering going to the fucking ER to get, you know, checked out just to make sure I wasn't dying.
Right.
Because I was like, this feels so fucking like a human body isn't supposed to feel this way. I'm worried.
Right.
But then I woke up the next day and I was noticeably less sick.
Yeah, and you were like, nah, hospital, let's not go.
Well, I mean, if I'm getting better, why go?
Right.
I mean, it's $400 to walk in the door.
I know, man. I know. I need help. Okay, that'll be $455.
Yeah, that'll be
32 cents.
Yeah.
Why do they always got to throw like the 32 cents in? Like when you have a purchase, if you have to go to a fucking hospital mm-hmm. or you're paying insurance mm-hmm. or like you're paying a bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
They always have like, oh, it's like $455.27. And like, if you don't pay that 27 cents,
mm-hmm.
they fucking hound you for it.
Yeah.
They're like, where's my motherfucking 27 cents?
Yeah.
You're like, bro, it's 27 cents. Like if you go to the emergency room, right? And it's like $400, it's like $432, right?
Uh-huh.
$432.29.
Yeah.
If you don't pay that 29 cents,
mm-hmm.
they send you to collections for that 29 fucking cents.
If you, especially if it's for a small thing, if you talk to them and tell them, like, I just can't, like, do this right now,
yeah.
they will fucking just write it off and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
They won't hound you for it.
It's just strange. Like, why do you got to throw in the cents?
Why do you have to throw in the cents?
Yeah. Why can't you just use a nice round number? Like, yeah, okay, like my insurance is like my insurance a month, I pay like $48,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And it's just $48.
Yeah.
It's not like $48.29.
Right.
Or I lose my policy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the simple part. But, you know, when they're collecting their copays and all that, you know. they collect a million of them, 29 cents times a million is a lot of cents. That's 29 million cents.
That means some guy somewhere sat in a room.
Yeah.
And was like, you know how it could really fuck with people?
29 cents.
29 cents.
Or if you really want to blow their mind, fucking just use like actually, I think 29 is a prime number. So never mind. Just use a prime number like 29.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get surgery and it's like $15,000 and 32 cents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you pay off the whole $15,000. Mm-hmm. And they're like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute here.
Where's my fucking 32 cents?
Where's our 32 cents?
Yeah.
This thing has been going on for a year and a half. We've had to send you a collection. That 32 cents now is like $500.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you got this collection agency calling you, and the collection agency is like, can I speak with Mr. Mc? And the collection agencies never fucking pronounce your name right.
Well, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Can I speak with Mr. Maxwell McDonald?
Yeah. No, nobody mispronounces my name.
No, I'm just trying.
Okay.
I'm trying, man.
Yeah.
They fucking mispronounce my name all the time.
Well, your name's spelled insanely.
I get called Schwaney.
Yeah. No, I believe it.
Schwaine.
I believe it.
It's, like Wayne, right?
Yeah.
Like Wayne, but it's Schwaine.
Whoever it was, probably your parents who decided what your name was going to be, they decided to spell it just... Wild, dude,
there's
man.
Just a Y after the, it's S-H-A-Y-N-E. It's not weird.
You don't need the Y and the E.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a unique individual.
You are.
What else is going on?
Shit, man.
I was, you know what I was thinking about?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out there because I don't really have a topic.
Fucking
we
do
never
it.
Have a topic.
That's not true. Sometimes we do, but we rarely end up talking about it.
Yeah, but today I came in here blank.
All right.
Today I came in here blank, but I was thinking about something. I remember a time where people actually thought that if, and hopefully, well, this might offend some people. If you're one of these individuals, this might offend you, but there was a time in life where people thought if stupid people had more information,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't be so stupid.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out very well, did it?
No, it didn't. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
People got more information
mm-hmm.
and became stupider.
I think here's what happened. Here's what happened. People assume, the people who thought everybody should have more information
right.
assumed, like, kind of as a base assumption that that information should be correct and truthful and distributed in good faith.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Right? So like if everybody was given the information that bluebirds are blue,
right?
Bear with me here.
Everybody, bear with you.
Yeah. Everybody's given the information that bluebirds are blue.
Right.
Now, some people are going to ask, why are bluebirds blue? This is we got to get to the bottom of this.
Right.
So the fact
you got to go find some bluebirds.
Fact of the matter is bluebirds. The way that their feathers are designed on a microscopic level
right.
just refracts blue light.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
As opposed to pigment, which absorbs all light, but the blue light.
Right.
So now some people have been out there and they know full well that it's the microscopic refraction of whatever.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm being purposely, I'm getting into a really weird, obscure topic.
Right.
Okay. Now, somebody out there on accident said, well, duh, they have blue pigment in their feathers.
Right.
That's not what it is, but they said, duh, and a lot of people believed them.
Right.
And then somebody said, you know what? Somebody in like the blue pigment industry.
Right? Is there a blue pigment industry though?
Whatever. Big pigment. All right. Then somebody in big pigment was like, guys, we got to support this.
Yeah.
Right. We have to,
we have to stop letting people get going after our bluebirds.
Yeah. We have to stop letting people think that blue right now, as long as people think it's pigment, it's free advertising for us. When they discover the truth, it stops being free advertising for us. Okay. So they're out there spreading that lie for their own sinister ends.
For years.
Yeah. And now, because people have decided that what really matters is why bluebirds are blue.
Right.
There's a whole culture war of pigment people versus refraction people. Now, neither of these people has bothered to look in a microscope to actually get the proof for themselves.
Right.
Now, it might be because of refraction, and the refraction people who know this to be true are honestly just taking the word of light.
The guy that said, duh?
Light scientists. Really? Or probably.
But so the people over here.
And then the pigment people.
Are just taking the word of the guy that said, duh.
Are just taking the word of the guy that said, duh. Right?
Who's not credited for anything.
Yes. And both sides are convinced that the other is probably evil and quite possibly raping children to death
over bluebirds
because of this.
Yeah.
And that's the way the more information thing worked out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and the other reason I was thinking about this, right, is because I've been watching our buddies, the Alpha Dudes.
Oh, all right.
They've been at it again.
Yeah.
They have a 3-day camp.
A 3-day
camp? Yeah, for like 75 hours, 3 days, $18,000. They ship you down. You go down there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are making a big deal about this. And there's a reason why I'm talking about this. A lot of people are, and I had a different avenue that I was going to take with this, but I've been thinking about it. A lot of people have been just been like, dude, you got to be an idiot to pay $18,000.
$18,000?
Yeah. To have Army veterans belittle you for like 3 days.
Right.
And I was watching some other, I did some more research around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the type of dudes that go to this thing, right?
Yeah.
And they are the type of dudes that need somebody
to just yell on their face.
To just yell at their face and tell them to fucking stop lying.
Okay. Right? So they're actually getting the medicine they need.
Yeah.
They're just being duped into it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think they're being duped into it. They know what they're signing up for. If they're paying the $18,000, right? They have the money to pay it.
Yeah.
Right? They're the ones that are being like, okay, maybe I need this in my life. Mm-hmm. Or somebody in their life is like, hey, you're a fucking idiot and you need to go to this thing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere is like, so my example is this, right? This guy, he has 4 5-pound weights in his hand, and the guy's yelling at him.
Yeah.
He's like, how many weights do you, what are the weights in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the guy's like 20 pounds. And he's like, no, what are the weights in your, what are the increments of the weight in your hand? He's like 10 pounds. And he's like, why are you fucking lying? Mm-hmm. So this guy with the weights in his hand is fucking lying out of the gate. They're 5 pounds, right? He has 2 5-pound weights in one hand,
mm-hmm.
2 5-pound weights in another hand.
Mm-hmm. He could have misunderstood the question.
No, the guy said, what are the, how many, he could have, but the guy looked like an idiot. He looked like he's one of those guys that tries to bullshit his way through, like, you know what I mean? Like, he looks like a fucking weasel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think the people that sign up for these things are dudes that are weasels that don't want to be weasels anymore. Or somebody, like I said, in their life is like, you're acting like a fucktard. I didn't say the R word. I said fucktard.
Yes.
You're acting like a fucktard. You need to go get some kind of fucking help. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to take a different approach to this thing because I think these guys get hammered on.
Yeah.
And they get railed on by people. Like, I'm more inclined to figure out why these guys want to pay $18,000 to go yell. And I really think it's because they're fucktards. And they need somebody to, like, they've never had, like, a male role model in their life or anything. And they try to get out of everything. They try to weasel out of everything. And they, like, you know, they don't do hard work. You know what I mean? Like, they've never had to do hard work in their life.
Right. And so the solution, instead of grinding down and working on themselves.
They don't know how to, though.
No, I get that. But the solution, instead of learning how to do this and get this done, is to pay $18,000 to get it all done in 3 days so they'll be fixed.
Dude, if you have the money and you want a quick fix, why the fuck not?
Because there's no quick fixes to character difficulty.
We know that.
We know.
These guys paying this money don't know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, these fucking alpha dog guys or whatever the fuck they are preying on the weak to give them exactly what they've always wanted, which is a quick fix for the least possible effort, They're just emptying out their bank accounts to do it.
See, I don't think, I don't know, man. I'm trying to have a different, because like I hammer on, I like the ones that I really go off on are the fake alpha guys that are on the internet. Mm-hmm. But I think I was watching a couple things, and these guys actually, the guys that run this thing, they actually mean well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're like, at least I think, right? They mean well. Mm-hmm. And I had to watch a few different things, right? I had to do some research, and I had to fucking watch a few different things.
Yeah.
Right. I watched the people that flag, that talk shit about the program that wouldn't pay the $18,000 to do it. And then I watched some things about guys that did pay for it. Right. They did pay the $18,000. And one guy actually did it and he quit 2 days into it. And he said it was too hard and he didn't want to change. Right. He realized 2 days into it, he didn't want to change and he fucking left in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I it's just weird to me that people can't, especially men, they can't just be like, oh yeah, I don't want to be a weasel anymore. Let me try to fucking figure out a way to change and work on that shit on your own. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I've been a shithead.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too.
I made mistakes in my life, mm-hmm. but I've learned from that shit and I've kind of moved on to where I don't make those mistakes anymore.
Yeah, you put in the hard work and
right.
soul searching required to change your character shortcomings.
Right, but I mean, it's now I'm going to go back to this. It's going to sound like I'm contradicting myself. $18,000 isn't going to fix that. You know what I mean? Like if you're a fuck,
yeah,
and you go into this weekend a fuck, mm-hmm. you may come out a couple days not being a fuck, but you're going to still wind up a week later being a fuck. If you don't take the principles or whatever they're trying to teach you,
right,
and put it into action in your life,
yeah.
right? So you just wasted $18,000,
yeah,
right. I think that's where a lot of the internet stuff is coming from. Is people are talking about why do it?
Yeah, because I will, I'll give these guys the benefit of the doubt.
That's what I'm trying to do.
All right, fine, but still, what they're doing. Is even giving them the benefit of the doubt, what they're doing is offering weasels the weasel way out of
right.
being
a weasel. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Even if they don't know that's what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, I agree with you. But I'm just trying to have a different approach because I think a lot of people slag on this. And trust me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. If they said, hey, if they actually came to me and said, if they listen to this podcast and like, hey, you seem pretty open-minded about what we do here. Mm-hmm. Why don't you, we'll fly you down here. We'll let you do this whole program for free and you can have your own. I'd fucking do it.
Oh yeah. If they're going to give us free shit, I will erase this episode right now.
No, I'm not going to erase the episode.
Well, if they're going to pay us, I will. And I will go all in on fucking supporting this shit if they'll pay us.
But the other ones that get me are these guys online that try to tell you how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
It just boggles me. Like, do people really follow, listen to these dudes? Like,
yes.
It's weird.
Well,
maybe it's a generational thing. Like, maybe because, you know, like my generation, like, it was never discussed. You know what I mean? This is like what you do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what do you do to be like, you had examples in your life or you looked at other people and there was like, oh, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You try not to treat people like shit, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I don't know, man, I was watching, I went down this rabbit hole of alpha stuff and it just boggles my mind that there's dudes that are out there that are like, oh, that's what I need. That's what I need in my life. Mm-hmm. Right. It got me thinking. I should come up with my own fucking program.
We already have.
Yeah, but I mean, I get down there and here's that, you know, I was looking to improve that 7.5 steps to a brighter and better you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that half step, you know what that half step is?
Paying us $18,000.
Well, no, yeah, but the other half of that is, so it'd be 8 steps to a brighter. I added
the
step.
Other half. Yeah.
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 The other step is I come into your house.
Uh-huh.
And I just fucking yell at you.
Yeah.
Why you do stupid shit.
All right. Yeah.
Why are you talking to your wife that way?
Yeah. we could even do it even better than that.
Yeah.
Or what we'll do, here's what we'll do. Yeah. We will offer to sell them a home surveillance system, and we'll get the feed to the home surveillance system.
Yes.
And there'll be speakers and shit. And so we,
when they do something stupid, we can just blast them.
Or just speakers. Fucking blast them. Just be like, hey, fucktard. Try listening to your wife when she talks to you
at 2 a.m. Hey, fucktard, get up.
Yeah.
Time for your 9-mile run.
Yeah.
It's part of being an alpha man.
Mm-hmm.
Go fucking run for 9 miles.
We could fucking pre-record a bunch of stuff and just set it on timer. Some of it'll just go off at random.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the extra help.
That's the extra help.
The extra help is... That's,
yeah. So, look, they'll have to buy the cameras from us.
Right.
And they'll have to buy the speakers from us.
Right.
And, of course, they'll have to pay, like, a monthly fee for the,
right,
the surveillance service, right, from us.
And our secret videos.
Right. Yeah. So, that's all on top of the 18 grand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just going down there to get yelled at for 3 days or whatever, dude, you should at least offer some shit after, like... afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, the installing cameras is brilliant.
Yeah.
Just imagine, you're like, the dude's just sitting there eating. Why the fuck are you eating In-N-Out, you tard?
Yeah. I see you there with your tube of cookie dough, sitting in your undies, sobbing.
You know your kid is a fuck, and you need to help your kid.
Yeah.
Go be a dad.
That's right. You know, your kid just jacked off into the mayonnaise jar
that you just used.
Yeah. I wanted to let you eat it before I told you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. I don't know. I occasionally go on these deep dives. It just boggles my mind that these guys exist in this, and that people actually like listen to what these guys have to say. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that guy Andrew Tate, I understand. His was more shock value, right? His was more like, people don't agree with him. It's more shock value. Like, that just was like, let me get views, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But there's actual serious guys that really believe their own hype.
Yeah, or they're so good at talking about it that they make you think they really believe their own hype.
Right. Who is that guy? The guy that had the Lamborghini in his garage, but it wasn't about the Lamborghini. It was about the books on a shelf. Remember that guy?
No.
He was like big on YouTube for a while. You'd always have those commercials. Like when YouTube ads first started,
mm-hmm,
like he was like one of the first guys to figure out YouTube ads. And he had an ad on YouTube where he's like, my name is Ty Lopez. That's who it is.
No idea.
Ty Lopez. My name is Ty Lopez, and yeah, I just got this Lamborghini, and the Lamborghini's cool, but you want to know what's cooler? Is the bookshelf in my garage. Turns out the Lamborghinis were never his. But he would try to sell you this. Remember, it's where I came up with the 7.5 steps, because he would try to sell you 99 steps.
Okay.
For like an obscene amount of money.
Yeah, I don't remember this guy.
You should Google good old Ty Lopez.
I really just don't care enough.
You should.
I can't Google every snake oil salesman out there.
He was good.
Good for him for being a good snake oil salesman. I'll Google Tony Robbins and Scientology and all of it.
Tony Robbins is another guy.
Yeah. He's Tony another Robbins. Snake oil salesman.
Tony Robbins got famous for being a snake oil salesman.
Well, he got famous for being a good snake oil salesman that people actually bought the snake oil.
Yeah.
And then he would like go on fucking like be interviewed.
What was his big thing though? What was he teaching? He wasn't teaching financial freedom though, was he?
No, no. He was like self-actualization, maybe some shit like that. But basically he was like a real good talker, and people would pay buku bucks to go watch him talk.
People still do.
People still do. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's still a big deal.
I don't know. Anyway, Tony Robbins. I mean, good for him. He made millions of dollars for being a real good talker.
Yeah. And that smile, I always just remember him smiling.
Good old smiling.
Was he the vision board guy? Wasn't he the guy that was like, oh, you got to have a vision board? You got to have a vision board to fucking keep your dreams in sight.
I don't know. I never actually looked into it.
I tried a vision board once.
I never did.
It never worked.
I mean, every now and then I'll put up a board to like try to organize myself.
Right.
It not as a vision board, but like, hey, I have an appointment on the 23rd.
That's why most people put up boards.
Yeah.
Right. I have an appointment on the 23rd, and then I got to go fucking get my oil changed on the same day.
Yeah, exactly. And here's a list of stuff I want to get done this week.
And then I got to make sure the dogs get bathed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was my vision board. I think it's more of a day planner.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No, but I want to say it was Tony Robbins. I could be wrong, but somebody made a bunch of fucking money just telling people to have a vision board.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people that have made a lot of money just for basically saying shit that gives people hope. But all this shit we're talking about,
right,
is you're giving hopeless people some hope and hopeless people. And I know I've been a hopeless person.
Me too.
And they will do or give anything for just a little bit of hope.
Yeah. You're like, man, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
I'll give you 18. I could see why. Like if you're a fucking, like back to the alpha guys, like if you're a fucking fuck and you're a hopeless fuck.
Yeah.
And you know, you're a hopeless fuck.
Yeah.
And you see some dude that just got back from the Alpha Man weekend,
mm-hmm,
or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And he's like, you changed my life.
Yeah.
You should sign up for it.
Yeah.
And he calls you like bro or chief afterwards.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the slang I imagine those guys use after they're dead.
Yeah. Or brother.
Brother. There it is.
Changed my life, brother.
Yes. Every other word's brother.
Yeah.
Or bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh, the bros.
Bro, you got to go to this thing. Self-actualization. Fucking money tree, fucking all that, yelling, yeah, at you,
yeah.
Fucking bored. It's all that wrapped into one. And then all of a sudden you're there, you got this hammer up in the air, they're spraying water on you, and all of fucking out of nowhere, all of a sudden Tony Robbins shows up with his big smile and his suit,
yeah,
in the middle of the fucking night to tell you how to self-actualize yourself.
Yep.
And it would be better. And then that guy from Trailer Park Boys comes in, and all he wants to do is tell you how to self-smart yourself.
Self-smart yourself. Yep.
It's worth it, bro.
Yeah.
Pay the 18 grand, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Ricky. Yeah.
They should have Ricky do the fucking self-actualization.
Hell yeah. Hey, he's one of the most self-actualized guys on television. He really is.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Tony Robbins. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I didn't just burp into the mic. I tried not to.
Well, you know, I applaud your effort.
There was effort there.
There was effort.
There was effort.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice to you guys.
It's not about whether you succeed or fail. It's about whether you try.
No.
And I think that that's enough of a hopeful thing that the audience can pay me $18,000 for having heard it.
Dude, I'm telling you, if we ever got 7 1/2 steps to a brighter, better you written, we could be making some buku bucks.
Oh, absolutely. Shane, if I gave up my moral fiber and was willing to just fucking create and sell snake oil for the masses, my God. My God.
It would be, it's like, man, it's just, the internet's, it's like back to the beginning. It's like, you know. It was okay when there was no internet and you were stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of all right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could kind of be in your little stupid world.
Yeah. Remember?
And not have all the information.
Yeah.
But if you're a stupid person with a bunch of information,
mm-hmm,
that's wrong.
Then you don't know what's wrong.
You don't know what's wrong. You got to pick a side of the bluebird fight.
You do. You have to pick a side of the bluebird fight. Are you the are you the pigments?
Yeah.
Or the refractors?
Yeah. You got to pick a side because that's just going to prove what kind of person you are.
Yeah.
You know, that proves where you got your internet from.
It proves not only where you got your internet from, but that you're one of those people who doesn't actually truly care about whether or not you know the facts.
Or buy the snake oil.
Right. Some people care more about truth than facts.
Right.
These are those people.
Right. So what side would those people be on if you were a truth and fact person?
Oh, you could be on either side.
So it really doesn't matter?
Right. Even if everything you believe is a fact, you could still believe or you could still be one of those people for whom truth is more important than facts.
Right.
It just so happens that the truth you believe has a lot of facts to go with it for any given whatever. That said, you wouldn't know whether you're on the fact side or the not fact side of any given issue, because you don't actually care, because the truth is what you care about.
And the truth is what you believe.
And the truth is what you believe. Right. Truth is a matter of belief.
So if you believe that you're a weasel and need to spend $18,000 on an alpha male camp, go and do it.
Then such is true.
Then that's your truth, babe.
Yeah, if that's your truth, that's your truth.
Go and do it.
Yeah. That said, maybe just try like looking in the mirror for 20 minutes. I mean, literally.
It's hard for some people, dude.
Yeah, no, I know.
I remember where I can look in the mirror.
I know. Hey, I
there were like years.
You ever?
Where I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude, I
that guy.
Dude, I remember one morning getting up and fucking like, you know, getting up and walking in the bathroom and looking in the mirror and literally like a fucking, like a human being that I've never seen before was there looking back at me.
Yeah.
And I was startled because I didn't know who the fuck this person was. And then I made the conclusion that it's a mirror. It must be me. I stopped looking in mirrors for a while after.
Yeah, I think people do. It's uncomfortable, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to end on this. Nothing deep. I'm going to tell a story about my nap today.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like naps.
Naps are nice.
Yes. But it was such a, it was like only a 20 minute nap.
All right.
But it was like such a deep nap that I woke up and I thought I had to go to work.
Damn.
Like, I woke up and I was like, oh, shit. I looked at the time. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm late.
But did you wake up with, like, energy and
and
mental clarity and all? I love the perfect power nap that recharges you.
And I don't understand motherfuckers that say you don't need naps in life. Naps are crucial for me.
A good 20-minute power nap?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It wasn't like in half an hour or 45 minutes.
No, it's great. It's great.
I'm going to, there's one more thing too, because I was talking to somebody about this guy that I know at the gym, right? We talk every time we're at the gym, and I was talking to this girl about him. I was out on a little date. I was talking to this girl I was out on a date with about this dude at the gym that I go to, right? Mm-hmm. We hang out, we talk shit, right? We talk sports or whatever. She's like, oh, what's his name? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I mean, how long have you guys been going to the same gym? Like, you should like see if he wants to go to a movie or something. I'm like, no, he's like the guy that I hang out with at the gym.
Yeah, that's not what guys do.
Yeah. No, he's like, no, you guys should just, you know, maybe he likes going to football. I'm like, I don't need to know about any of that stuff. We like hang out at the gym and we talk shit. That's what we do.
Yeah, if you ask that guy if he wants to go get lunch afterwards, he's going to think you're hitting on him.
I'm like, dude, guys are different than girls. Yeah. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, I mean. She's like, I know I met a girlfriend at the gym and we went out for lattes after we worked out. I'm like, yeah, that's because you're girls. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I've been hanging out. I've talked to this guy 9 or 10 times at the gym and we talk football. We talk guy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I ain't going to go hang out with them outside of the gym.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
It would. Yeah. That's something that. Yeah.
Do you have dudes that you know that are like that for you? Or is it just me?
I have in the past.
Right. Like you just have bros that you just game with or whatever?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, those are just my gaming bros.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
And like one guy you didn't even know his name?
Yes, absolutely.
There's always one guy you just don't know his name.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, hey, chief.
Hey, bud.
What's up, my man?
My man, like you've been playing games with this guy for like 4 years, you know, all of a sudden one day he's just like, dude, you could call me by my name. And you're like, you know, kid, I would, but.
Yeah, I would, but who needs to do that?
Who needs to do that? We're just here to game.
Yeah.
Like, dude, for the life of me, I don't know this guy's name. Like, it's always like, hey, bro, what's up, bro? He's like, did you watch that game the other night? I'm like, yeah, that was all right. And what was the other one we talked about? We were talking about fucking wrestling, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, did you watch that pay-per-view last week? And I was like, yeah. It's the other thing. Like, you know, it's a dude I talk to about wrestling. He's not like, it's not like UFC, because I don't follow UFC, but I do follow some wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about fucking wrestling.
There you go.
Right? And he was talking about how he's taking his wife and his kid to the fucking Sacramento to go see WWE live. And I was like, dude, that's pretty cool.
Fuck yeah.
He's like, yeah, my kid's really into it. And so, you know, that's about as deep as we get, though. I know he has a kid and I know he has a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And he gives me a hard time because I don't.
Yeah.
Right? But that's it.
And that's what guys do. They rib each other about shit.
Yeah.
And talk about fucking sports or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. And I'm not going to, like, hang out with them outside of the gym. That's just weird.
Yeah. That would be, like, so... Yeah. No, I get it. I get, as a man, right. I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, you and me, like, we've been friends for so long, it wouldn't be weird for me to, like, hang out with you outside of doing this, because we've done it so many times. You know what I mean?
Yes. Countless times.
Right? But it would be weird for me to go hang out with you when you went and did your gaming thing.
Yeah, you just hanging out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that would be a little weird.
Like a weirdo? Who's that guy in the chair over there?
Yeah, hey, Max, who's your plus one? I'm like, I don't know, Chief. He just sort of followed me here. Try to ignore him.
I don't remember his name. Yeah.
Oh, but this is handy. Oh, this is my friend Shane. Shane, this...
Oh, they're Chief.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our episode. I didn't want to end it up on a dark note, and I think we didn't. I think we ended on a light note.
Absolutely.
So thank you for listening.
Yeah.
If you've stuck all the way through, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And until next time, don't be a dick.
Oh, don't be a dick. Yeah, that's what we say now. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's better than don't shit yourself.
It is better than don't shit yourself.
Although don't shit yourself, you know, comes in handy.
It does.
Oh, Shane and Max told me not to shit myself. Yeah,
but I think don't shit yourself is a given for like all but one out of 1,000 people.
Yeah. Don't be a dick. It's for everybody.
Don't be a dick. Everybody needs a reminder sometimes. Yeah. Nobody needs to be reminded not to shit themselves.
Right.
Like everybody as a going thing just has it. They take for granted that today
you don't have to shit yourself.
They're not going to shit themselves. If they do, it's an accident, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to be reminded not to be a dick is kind of important.
Yeah. Oh my God. By the way, okay. I am so lucky.
That you're not a dick?
That I didn't shit myself when I was sick.
Yeah.
Because I was like too sick to get out of bed.
Right.
And I also had the crazy shits.
Yeah.
But I would just sort of like lay there and bear it while my guts gurgled for a few hours right. while I built up the energy to make it to the bathroom. And then I would just sort of make it to the bath. And then I would like rest on the toilet for a while after.
Yeah,
I'd done doing
it sounds
what
like
I was
the vid.
Doing.
It sounds like the vid.
Yeah, it was rough. And then I would get up after my toilet rest, you know, 20 minutes snoozing on the can and stumble back to bed.
Anyway, that's our episode.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Don't
if you
be
liked
a dick.
It all the way through, leave us a review, you know,
a like, a comment, anything.
Interact with us.
Yeah.
Interact with us. You know, send us an email. Tell us your experience of not being a dick.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Till next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.